I tried to catch him all last week at the Farm Machinery Show. Wayne Hunt is like a rock star at the Farm Machinery Show. Every time I come around, Wayne's got a crowd of people around him.
I'll tell you, I didn't realize how many people my life touched till I got up there. I'm telling you, lined up. It's a good show, though. We had a great show. Big people place. I've never seen like a people in my life up there. Biggest I've ever seen. I've been going up there since 1968 or, I think, or 69. Great show, though. We got a good place up there. You know, when you can get your name out in front of 250,000, 300,000 people, it'll do you some good. I think I've never seen the, like a people that I talked to that did business with this company. I was just stunned. I mean, one situation, I just asked you, I'm up on the edge of the carpet. I want my toe on the concrete, my heel on the carpet. And this young man said, I'm from Virginia. How are you? I said, that's good. We got a lot of stuff. We ship a lot of stuff. She said, I bought a combine grain cart from you. You did? I said, yes. I bought a combine from Mayfield, Kentucky, and a grain cart from Fayetteville, Tennessee. Wow. I was stunned. But anyway, good show for me.
Absolutely. Good show. Always good. Appreciate what you guys do. Y'all let me come hang out for a few minutes, and I was there from time to time.
It's a hangout place.
Somebody asked me, said, do you know anything about equipment? I'm like, well, I do. But I said, I can put you in touch with somebody who really knows a lot about equipment here.
Yeah, I was on a training mode this session. Get our salesman up off them stools and on the edge of that carpet. A lot of people come through there. Amazing to me.
Yeah, the crowd, I think, are bigger this year than ever out there. But, you know, today is a special day for you guys here at H&R AgriPower. Number one, it's Pancake Day, and you guys love to say thank you to your customers. You've always done that, Mr. Wayne, as long as I've known you.
We revived that when we got in the infant business. They quit having them. It's an old IH tradition, and we revived that thing. And this one's really special today because, you know, Ross retired January 1. I didn't even know he was going to retire. And we just was trying to think of what can we do for a guy that's been this strong so long and stuff like that in agriculture. So we just decided to dedicate this Pancake Day to him. We created a place. He told me yesterday, he said, well, what do you want me to do? And I said, just anything you want to. I said, you stand up and talk anytime you want to. Do whatever thing. Good to see you, man.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. Johnson, good to see you. Well,
talk about that partnership with you and Ross Morgan. I mean, you guys came together many years ago and put this dealership together where it is today.
Yeah, Ross and I had a long conversation, not too long, about what we did together before we were ever in business together. Back in the early days, he was mechanical and we were fertilizer, seed, and chemicals, trying to improve agriculture in the county and stuff like that. Brought some people in from out of town to show us. I'll never forget one guy we brought in, the soybeans wasn't suiting us, you know. We were struggling. We didn't think we'd get into production. We thought we ought to. And we brought a specialist out of Illinois. I can't remember his name. Wish I could. Sharp guy. I'll never forget when he got out of the car, first field, went to him and said, well, you know, I expect to see a lot of weeds and grass. So you boys are pretty good farmers. I guess he thought we'd run down. But we did learn something from it, though. We said, we just not getting to production. And we found out that we didn't know what a nematode was. We wasn't supposed to have them here, but we had them. Different thing. Ross is very mechanical. He can tell you how anything's put together. He really probably put me in the implement business as much as anybody. Yeah, because our service wasn't real great. Some stuff we had, we was upset in the planting time, and the Case had a little company store here, you know, and it wasn't very big. And I went and talked to him. Somebody told me, really one of the boys worked told me, thought that thing might could be bought. And I went and sat down and said, Ross, I don't want to do anything to hurt you now, but we don't have any service and stuff like that. I said, this thing might be for sale. He said, y'all do it, Wayne. It's a good opportunity. And I said, I don't want to hurt your business. He said, y'all going to hurt my business. Then. You won't bother me. And so that's how I got started. I think we put service in there, and that thing tripled and went off four times in 3 years. Just run off, because I was still at AgriChem.
Right,
and that one, too. I went back and said, bigger opportunity. I thought it looked like another American dream ain't come true to me.
Yeah,
so
right.
I think we ought to merge.
Yeah, right.
That's a long story short. That's just about how fast it was, too. So I asked constantly, how long did y'all do due diligence? I said, I think about 2 hours. But what we're going to call it was the main thing. We were AgriPower. He was
right.
H&R.
Yeah.
And I'm asked more someone, who's the R? I said, that's Brenda's daddy and Raiders.
Right.
Or Roberts. One of the two, Roberts or Raiders. I think it's Raiders. Hancock and Roberts or Hancock and Raiders. But wasn't us. But we just put the two names together. I said, I ain't got to be in front. That's good. H&R AgriPower.
Right.
Let's go to work. That's the main thing.
Look where we are today, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great guy and knows everybody, too. I mean, But his mind works so good on, he's a technical guy. I mean, he can tell you how to, what the concave is on a disc. I had no idea what the concave was on a disc, but he's at all the details. Great guy.
And you guys have made a great partnership over the years because obviously doing something right here now. How many stores is it with H&R Agri Power?
Today, we're 20 in six states.
Wow. I understand maybe growing for a long run.
Possibilities. Possibilities.
And that means you're doing something right. Customer service has always been something that you and Ross have come together. Really, that's what your business is built on.
Yeah, we worry about it all the time. Are we good? Are we doing good enough? Are we still doing what made us great, just like this country? We keep looking back, so are we still doing what made us great? You get big, you lose. I think we employ 600 people. No way do I know 10% of them, I don't guess. I try to get out there and go to the stores and stuff like that, doing a poor job of that now. But I promised I'm coming, but so far I hadn't got there this year. The year's a third gone, I guess, a fourth gone. But it's great. It's been a great run for me, great run for Ross, and we were good matchup partners. I don't care. We didn't challenge each other any kind of way. I done whatever I knew naturally, and he did too.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
I saw you in Hopkinsville one day about a month ago or so, and I said, what are you doing in Hopkinsville today? He said, the runway was iced over.
That's right. Yeah. It's good. But anyway, everybody come out. We're going to feed till dinner time today. Hey, good to see you this morning. How are you? It's like we practiced. These boys practiced about 2 days. I'm pretty burnt out on sausage and pancake, but they've been practicing. This is an employee thing.
Right, okay.
Employees own this company. Few people know. We're 100% ESOP. This is a big thing that they like. They all participate. They all cook, stuff like that. They all got their special. Good to see you this morning. That's all stuff like that.
And they love it.
Oh, yeah, and then we got all this new room, you know. We got room now. Good to see you. We got room back here now. I think they set up 400 chairs. There won't nobody be proud and crowded or nothing like that. This shop's like 2 acres under the roof today. So yeah, it's just what we're built on. We're built on service. Continue to work at service, trying to be better at what we do, and we're not perfect any kind of way, but we try to be. And we got people that look at it the same way too.